Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. Hey guys, I know we're heading into the last part of this year, the last part of this decade. And if you're watching this video in 2019, I've had a lot of people DM me and I finally got another comment about what books do I recommend. And I wanted to just share what books have really shaped the mosaic of my thinking as a financial services professional. And we're gonna get into that right now. Get the pen and paper out. So the holidays are coming up. You're going to be spending a lot of time with friends and family. And let me just first wish you a safe and happy holiday season, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. But you're going to be eating a lot. You're going to be watching a lot of football and Netflix and things of that nature. And Shane's question is a great one. Which three books would you recommend for an aspiring financial professional? I'm going to get to that. And I'm going to just kind of like show you behind the curtain into some of the things that I read and that I like. All right, so this guy here, Life Planning for You by Mr. George Kinder. He's got a couple of titles out. I like his stuff, period. I think I'm just more of the holistic planner instead of a siloed planner. A siloed planner or advisor probably just deals with maybe one aspect, like investments or insurance or things of that nature. I consider myself, I like to see how the whole picture fits together. And that more involves what George Kinder talks about in this book, which is life planning. And it's really about unleashing your client's deepest passions and desires and help their money fund whatever that is. And that's the gist of the book. I really liked it. I think he said he wrote it from a perspective of a prospective client that could just take this manuscript that he had and script out their own life plan. I don't think that can really happen, to be honest. I think that's like less than 1% of the population that would actually be able to do something like that. I generally believe that there is value in financial advice and there is value in a person like myself with expertise walking somebody through that versus somebody trying to do it themselves. So in that regard, we disagree. But this is a great read. I think it has a lot of things that you can apply to your life as a financial professional, as a practicing financial professional, and insert a lot of those in there. And he has this whole method called the EVOKE method of planning. I'm not going to go through that right now. Pick up the book and read it. It is a great read. And I highly recommend it for people that are going down the financial professional route, specifically the certified financial planner route. As a comprehensive holistic planner, this is something that I think you should add to your tool belt. All right, this guy, which I've talked about before, The Aspirational Investor by Mr. Ashvin Chhabra, Taming the Markets to Achieve Your Life Goals. You can see I have my little stickies in here because I refer to this a lot. I actually use this in my financial planning practice, his wealth allocation framework. The setting of this book is, again, for the prospective client and looking at the different buckets by which your life is probably informed, right? Just to give a little bit away, you have this, what he calls important bucket, I think, where it's, you know, your emergency funds, it's the equity in your home. You can even say it's the human capital component. These are the things that are going to keep you out of the poorhouse. And then you have this middle bucket that is where I would say the core of your risk tolerance needs to be. It's your retirement assets and things of that nature. And then you have this aspirational bucket that allows you to possibly move into the next tax stratosphere, you know, with things that work out. But it's by definition money that you can afford to lose. And so that framework is a very, very simple framework to articulate with clients. So I actually use it as a practitioner. I think it's a great read as a client or a prospective client, a lay person, a consumer of financial services. I've actually recommended this to different clients of mine and they've enjoyed it. Yet still, I don't think it replaces the fact that you would need a financial professional, more along the lines that I said about George Kinder's life planning. But this is definitely something that I think gives you the framework for thinking about how to approach your client's financial situation. You got to have an approach. You got to have a way that you systematically look at things when it comes to people's finances and a framework to operate in. This is something that I learned about in grad school several years back, and I adopted it, and I've been following this guy since he was at Merrill Lynch running money, and I like it. There's different ones out there, but this is the one that I like, and I highly recommend it. This next book I don't have physically because I consume a lot of books through Audible. And this is not a commercial for Audible, but at, I think, $20 a month, it's well worth it for me. So The Hero's Two Journeys by Chris Vogler, Mike Haig, I think are two great storytellers. They have adopted a framework from old Greek mythology. Can't remember the name of the guy. But these guys have written a lot of the popular Hollywood themes that you've seen out there as far as they know about, you know, the story and the arc of character. And why I think this is important for a financial advisor, especially somebody that's trying to personally brand themselves as a financial advisor or financial professional, is that it gives you the elements of story. It tells you about character. It tells you about desire. It tells you about conflict. It tells you about all these elements that are great or the attention getters in any story that we want to watch, any movie or TV show or anything that has intrigued us over the years, all these elements are present. And if you break down your pitch or your, you know, the thing that you tell clients when it comes to helping them about your services, I think this is a very useful framework. So reading this really short book gives you some of the elements of what you probably need to incorporate in your own story when you're trying to retain the attention of an audience that you are, that doesn't know, like, and trust you. This can be a really good way in order to find common ground with them by crafting your own story, and that's the reason why I recommend it. So those are my top three recommendations for financial advisors. Let's get into this, some stuff that are, well, let's call it honorable mentions or things that are on Dominique's plate that I'm currently reading or have already read that I would recommend just for your reading pleasure. All right, we have the classic Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. This is a revised version. This book has been around for decades and it has a wealth of information. I highly, highly recommend this be in your library. I give these away. Me and my wife have read it in the last couple of years together. I've given it to my children. It's just one of those types of books where I think you just have to have it and know about it. It has so many timeless concepts in it. I'm not gonna go to in any of those in depth right now, but this is definitely something that you wanna add to your library. Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode. Another book that I've listened to but don't have on my shelf is Principles by Ray Dalio. Bridgewater & Associates is the largest hedge fund as I speak right now, and Ray Dalio is the founder. I think he still has a co-chair position. He doesn't have a super duper active role as he did back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s in the firm, but he speaks at the Davos Summit, and he's one of these, you know, I would say top, definitely top 50, maybe even top 25 world influencers. With the culture that he established at Bridgewater, which you can read about, just Google Bridgewater Associates. But his book, Principles, is just, it is one of those books that like kind of like change the way you think about things. That's the way I would describe it. It's a fairly large and thick book. I read it on Audible or listened to it on Audible, but I think from the standpoint of looking at Ray's life and how he began things and how he basically adopted this manifesto of principles that he was going to live his life by, start his company with, and continue to adopt those and adapt them over the years, Bridgewater has been one of the, I would say, top hedge funds of all time with the rates of return, the clients that they have, everything. So that kind of stands on its own. And it all came from the principles that he's been living his life by. And so he goes into detail on those principles in this book. And he gives some anecdotes about economic policy and economic markets and things of that nature. It's a pretty holistic book, not just on the heavy economic side, but on the personal side also. Highly recommend it. Think it should be in your library. One of those life-changing books that allow you to kind of think about things different. I know that I was thinking about things differently from the standpoint of how he used radical transparency. It's just this concept of just being radically honest about where you are, self-aware, and letting people call you on that and not being offended by the criticism that they give you when you've asked for that. So the concept of 360-degree reviews and things of that nature all kind of fits into that mosaic of the radical transparency that I think is so so key to have in the type of job that you're wanting to have as a financial professional. You're going to be under the spotlight. You're going to be scrutinized. You're going to be criticized. Every decision is not going to be great. You got to be quick to apologize and quick to acknowledge your mistakes so that you can move on and strengthen the relationship. So this is a book that helps reinforce that, I would say, that mindset. Okay, rounding out this list of what I would say needs to be on your bookshelf is a book that I recently read, Predictably Irrational by Dan Ariely. There's a great interview with him with Shane Parrish of Farnham Street Blog. You can just Google that. Dan Ariely was a burn victim, I believe, and he learned to cope with his maladies from being a burn victim, and this intrigued him about human behavior, and he became really a behavioral scientist, an economist. And he's wrote a couple of books, but Predictably Irrational really describes human behavior. When we're, you know, given two decisions or A and B choice, why we choose what we know is not best for us when, you know, the other one seems so logically appropriate, why we engage in those behaviors, what our motives are behind that. And it really got me to thinking about what motivates me, you know, what triggers me, what intrigues me, those type of things. I think, I mentioned this before, having a true north so that you can always kind of go back to something helps you stay, you know, closer to the types of behaviors you should still be doing. Although you know you're going to still do and mess up and slip up on some things, you should be able to kind of understand why you do those. And I think this book helps with insight on how to understand those things about yourself and become more self-aware so you can become a better person. And last on the must reads is a book by Thomas Stirner called The Practicing Mind. This was another Audible listen for me. I really like this book for a few reasons. Maybe a year or two before I read this one, I was starting to get into meditation and mindfulness. And this really helped, help my knowledge around this practice to get more benefit out of just being able to silence your mind, concentrate on one thing, and really focus your attention and get so much more done. You know, this whole notion of multitasking that I think has been around for too many decades, where you try to do all these different things, and I still am guilty of doing this from time to time. But to just actually just slow down, do one task at a time, do it very thoughtfully, methodically, and find out that you get so much more, A, benefit and utility out of that, performing that task, and you tend to do it better. That's what this book really talks about. You would think that if you slowed down, took your time, that it would take you longer, but not so. And he has a couple examples in that book. Thomas Stirner, The Practicing Mind, great read, should be on your shelf. Now, let's get into some honorable mentions. I think these are all great books. I wouldn't have spent the time and the money to go through most of them if they weren't. But Phil Jones is somebody I like. Exactly What to Say. He's got a couple of titles that I've read, and I may be mingling concepts, but they all have the same arc on how to become a better person at selling or offering your service. You know, gives you a lot of different phrases and terminology and even psychology that you can use when you're in a conversation and trying to help somebody understand the value that you bring to them or could bring to them with the product or the service that you offer. And walking you through the psychology of a buyer mentality and the emotions that are involved in that, all these things Phil Jones goes over in a lot of his titles is specifically exactly what to say and just how to kind of set up some of your conversations when you're having sales conversations or prospecting calls or whatever you want to call it, those type of things, to help you become better at it. And I think that it's not necessarily I would say, germane or specific to financial advising, but there's a lot of concepts that you can use and extract from that in order to help you in your career. Another title that I actually have, Never Split the Difference, by Chris Voss. He has a great website. I think it's called The Black Swan. I haven't perused the website all that much yet, but this is something that is just kind of a bonus by getting the book. He offers some extra things within a newsletter. Very, very excellent book. His background is law enforcement and FBI negotiations and things of that nature. And he tells you a lot of concepts that I think are very practical that you can use in everyday life on how to negotiate with somebody. It's always a negotiation, he would tell you, and that, you know, you got one side that wants something else and another side that wants something else. How do you come to common ground? How do you compromise? And what are some of the telltale signs of human behavior that would allow you to get the outcome that you want and that's beneficial for both parties and causes no loss or minimal loss? So really great book. I highly recommend it. I don't know that it's a necessarily what I would say specific again to the financial services industry, but I'm giving you behind the curtain on how I think about things and some of the stuff that I read and that comes into my ethos, if you will, to help shape my thought and my words and how I interact with people. Steve Sims' Blue Fishing is a really great short read. I listened to it on Audible and I was like, man, this is such a great book. It's part of what I give away to clients or prospective clients now, specifically those that are in sales. It gives you a lot of tried and true examples on how to engage somebody and how to just really give things, further the relationship. You know, in most relationships, you're always looking for, you know, especially if you're looking for somebody to acquire them as a client, you're looking to see what the next incremental thing you can do to move the relationship along. That's how relationships work. And Steve Sims in this book gives a lot of practical examples of things you can do, like the old-fashioned handwritten note, things that, you know, things that just help people realize that you were thinking about them and that that you're important to them, which moves the relationship along. So definitely pick it up. Another one that is not specific to financial advice, more specific to just relationship building, I would believe, is what this book would be termed as. But it's definitely a help in this industry and other industries. All right, and to wind this out, I'll tell you three titles that I'm currently consuming right now. The first is The 12-Week Year. It's about getting things, getting more things done. And kind of reframing the way you look at your goals and your ambitions and your to-do list and shrinking that from a year, a calendar year, to 12 weeks. So I'm not all the way done with that. I'm probably about 30% done with that, and I'll have to let you know how that goes. But so far, so good. The Big Debt Crisis by Ray Dalio, another Ray Dalio title in there. This kind of really chronicles the debt cycles that we've experienced in the world from the beginning of time. And it's a very, very interesting read. And I'm not using it to necessarily help me predict markets, but I am keeping that in mind that a lot of the information in that book could possibly be used to help my clients. And last but not least, Talking to Strangers. This is a book that me and my wife are going through. Malcolm Gladwell, big fan of Malcolm Gladwell, Revisionist History on podcast. I've read a lot of his books. And I think this one right here basically examines some of the social fabric that we're experiencing today with, you know, all the things that are happening in the news with the racial divides and the economic inequality. He's tackling some of those really, really big issues and questions in our society and where that's going to take us if we don't devise a solution around how to get how to have more meaningful dialogue and conversations when we have differences. So that's the reason why I'm reading that. And so that's what's on my plate right now. And, you know, notice, you know, for me, and this doesn't have to be for you as an aspiring financial professional, but getting back to Shane's original question, for me, it's not all about just reading finance stuff. I do consume a lot of finance material, journals, literature, books. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to be a well-rounded person to have better conversations with my clients, which don't want to just talk about finances all the time. They want to talk about other things. So that's kind of the way that I think of things. And maybe that has been helpful for you. Now it's time for you. What, I'm curious, are you reading right now? What's in your personal library? What would you recommend? Maybe it's a title I've heard before. Maybe it's not. I would be Very, very interested to hear what you're reading and what you would recommend. Leave those down in the comments, and we'll talk to you later.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it. And it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.